Hello and welcome to episode 364 of Audio Tells All. Welcome back, Jeff and Caesar, on the podcast this evening.
Hello.
Hello, hello. All right, guys, we had a week off last week. So, Jeff, it's the 49ers and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Thoughts on the matchup, and also what were your thoughts on the NFC and AFC championship games?
I'm incredibly proud of the, I'll start off Niners, Lions. Yes. I'm incredibly proud of the Lions for how well they did. I'm hopeful they'll be back next year. They kind of shit the, you know, I mean, just adjustments at halftime. I don't want to say they shit the bed, but they did.
Definitely.
You know, but then again, that's why the Niners are as good as they are. You know, let's be very, very real. They're arguably the best team in the NFL. They came back. They played it to win. They played like they had been in that position before. You know what I mean? Like not necessarily from behind, but in the big game, they knew what they had to do. It was a good game overall. Disappointed with the outcome, but I'm glad that it was an entertaining game overall.
Yeah.
Again, come on, Lions. But then, you know, NFC or AFC championship game. I'm weirdly okay with the outcome. I've never been the biggest fan of the Ravens. I'm not a Lamar hater like you. But at the same time, I do think they'll be good. They are going to be back. It'll be interesting to see if they can ever get to the Super Bowl and get Lamar a big win like it would have been for this year for him. Happy for, you know, Kansas City. Good job. I mean, they won the game. I don't believe there's really any seriously questionable calls in that game, at least not that I can remember. There's a couple weird ones, but you know, replays and everything shows them off. Best teams are win. We'll see how the Super Bowl goes.
Yeah, for Caesars, as far as the NFC championship game, Dan Campbell messed that up big time. He went for a fourth down twice.
He did.
It was like 45 yard field goals were attainable. He ran the ball on like the end of the game there, and I was like at the goal line. I was like, what? I don't know what this guy's doing, you know. So it's kind of.
I get it, going for it, trying to make that big play. I mean, I probably would have gone the first fourth down. I probably would have gone for it as well if I would have gotten it. I probably would have continued trying. I mean, and it's flip a coin, you know. I mean, that's the new big thing is going for it on fourth and short. I commend him for trying, and you know, again, hopefully he learns from his mistakes last year. That's again to me one of those things of inexperience. You know, I mean, Niners were in that game. You know, Niners have been a kind of a force for the past couple of years. I think that's part of that inexperience type of deal in my eyes.
All right, definitely. All right, Brad, welcome back to the podcast, Brad.
Thank you, sir. I was dealing with some life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. I understand. Just give me your thoughts, a couple of thoughts. First of all, your thoughts on the Chiefs and Niners making it, and then also your thoughts on the games from last 2 weeks ago from the Lions and the Ravens losses as well.
I was pretty pissed with both of them, I'll be honest with you. I wasn't surprised at either one of them. You know, Baltimore got exposed, I think, for kind of having a bad game plan. And they had multiple chances to kind of get back to it. But hopefully, you know, I'm glad they got that far, you know, but they've got some work to do, but I don't think they're going anywhere. And Detroit, I don't think it's going anywhere either. I think, you know, that's one where your ego, I think, can get you. And it really, you know, I'm not sure they would have won anyway, because I think the momentum there was just, it was just going to run them over. But that being said, I think San Francisco, like I kind of heard the tail end of Jeff there. I think the 49ers have been, they kind of know what to expect now. But what cannot happen Sunday is you cannot come out like you did against Green Bay or Detroit and kind of screw around for a half and hope you stay in it long enough. Cause it, you know, this can't be over by halftime. That's what I'll say. So
I don't think it will, but yeah.
I don't either, but you've got to come out and establish like, hey, we deserve to be here. So,
yeah. All right, Caesar, your thoughts on that as well?
Well, thank you, 49ers, for beating the Lions. Hope to see the Lions next year, though, in the playoffs, whether it's a wild card or they win the division again. We'll see. Yeah, Dan Campbell screwed up big time. Didn't win Coach of the Year. Surprised he didn't because he could have. Yeah, the Ravens didn't show up much in the AFC Championship game. Congrats to the Chiefs. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. Looking forward to the halftime show with Usher. And it should be a good game.
I'll have it on mute at halftime, like I always do at halftime, most halftime shows.
Come on, Usher's not that bad.
I'm kind of excited for Usher. I ain't gonna lie. I really am. I'm hoping he plays a bunch of his old dude. Ozzy, it's our time from high school. I remember when
in the year of 2024,
it's 7 o'clock in a top in a drop top cruising. I remember Usher from the early 2000s so much that I'm excited for it.
Yeah, well, I told you guys about the NFC Championship game. I'll tell you about my thoughts on the AFC Championship game. Well. The first half of the game where the Chiefs went down and scored 14 points, and I was like, oh, this game is going to be out of hand in a while, and then it wasn't because Michael McDonald on his defense sent them out second half. So I was like, it's a pretty good game. They had the Ravens had their shot to to win the game there, but didn't happen because they have Lamar Jackson. But he doesn't do well in playoffs, in big time playoff spots there. So. We got our new coach, so yeah, that's good for us anyways for that one. So there you go. We're getting to our other stuff we have here. Brad, who is your pick to win the game on Sunday?
San Francisco, I hope, does it by about
5. I'm talking about.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I think San Francisco by about 5.
That's your Hawks fan, but I guess I was wrong, but it's okay. Okay.
I'm just saying, it's a lesser of two evils for me. And
you're rooting for the Niners to win over the Chiefs.
I do. They have less people that I hate, and I cannot root for that.
Okay.
I can't get on board with all the media. Everybody wants the Chiefs because of multiple reasons, and I'm not gonna goose step in line with that. I'm just not doing it.
Well. For me, I'm taking the lesser of two evils, and that would be the Chiefs because I hate the fucking Niners with a passion. And even though Taylor Swift and all that is kind of, I'm just over it. I've been over it for like a long time, but I can't root for the Niners to win a game ever. So yeah, not gonna happen. Go Chiefs. Jeff, who do you have in this game?
I'm taking the Chiefs to win this one. I do know that the Niners are favored by, I think, 2 right now. Yeah. I'm taking the Chiefs. Experience been there. I kind of think that everyone getting mad at the whole Taylor Travis thing is kind of hilarious. So I'm kind of, I silently have a bet with a neighbor who, how much actual airtime she's actually going to be on TV. Kind of a deal. It's he thinks it's going to be like, yeah.
The last game was 44 seconds for the whole game.
Yep. He's claiming she's going to have like 6 minutes.
Oh no.
And that's why I'm like, no, dude. It's no different than the show. To me, it's no different than showing the Bills fans, the Bills Mafia with their shirts off. It's whatever. It is what it is. But I do think I just think the experience of being there, being in that situation, the Chiefs are just going to come out on top. I do think the Niners are a slightly better, more talented team with their offense and honestly their defense. But the Chiefs defense has been on fire lately. They've been really good. So I'm just because of experience, I'm going with the Chiefs and go. Go Coach Walrus, as my son would say.
Coach Walrus, that's funny. Okay.
Oh, Hunter, I thought more of you, man. We got it.
No, he knows. Hey, man. Our second best coach ever for Philly.
No.
There you go.
No,
percentage-wise.
I know.
Yeah. He knows his role.
That's good for
him. All right, Caesar, who do you have in the game?
I have the 49ers. I'm getting sick and tired of the Chiefs.
Attaboy.
And Taylor Swift and the Swifties. So, yeah, go 49ers. Probably going to be, I'll say the Niners by 3. Game-winning field goal at the end of the game. So, yeah, go 49ers.
All right. So half of us have Chiefs, half of us have the Niners. So we'll see who wins. All right. So now I'm going to go through a couple of predictions we had this year, and then we'll have the rest of them next week on our finale. So first I have first coach fired. Let's see. I had Todd Bowles. That was not a great one, but at the time I thought it would be a great pick because the Bucs were going to be in that totally that Baker Mayfield and all that, but Baker Mayfield actually showed out to this year, played his ass off, and he's going to get paid again, I think. Yeah, so that was off on me. Caesar, Ron Rivera, you got fired, but not first one, so your thoughts on that one there, Caesar, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, he did get fired. He wasn't the first one, unfortunately, but he eventually got fired at the end of the season, so, yeah.
All right. Brad, you had Todd Bowles.
They have Dan Quinn as their coach.
Yeah. They had Todd Bowles as well?
Yeah, he did. He did as well, yeah. Todd Bowles as well.
That's okay.
Yeah. Then there's Jeff. Oh, boy. he said Mike McCarthy, if you remember that correctly. He's still there.
I did not.
Hey, one can always hope and pray.
Yeah. You know, hope and pray.
That's right. I mean, we should have said Mark Few, but that would be
times are coming.
I've heard that, but now watch, they'll go win in Vegas and go again, which is fine. I'm just saying, like,
I'm sure you're fine with it. Yeah, I'm sure you're happy about that.
I wouldn't mind if they did it, but I also wouldn't mind if they missed for once. You know,
it would. Some humble pie would go a long way.
It would. But, you know, like the Chiefs, they know how to turn it on when they have to. So we'll see.
They do.
Yeah. Move on from that right now. All right. Move on from that one. I got to get my butt blowing for that one, I guess. Okay. All right. Now, this is just our worst prediction of each of us from who won, like, the, you know, you'll see. And I'll get your. I'll go with Jeff first. Your worst prediction was, you said Washington Commanders would be a wild card team. Now they
pick
in the draft. Your thoughts?
And they won in a draft.
Number two pick in the draft. The number two draft pick. Second worst record. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Shit happens. I mean, it's preseason, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I oftentimes, for those of us who don't spend 24 hours a day paying attention to the NFL, it's really hard to come up with a pick like that. So it was, yeah, I mean, I honestly thought Washington would be better. You know, who knows? I mean, it's,
all right.
Yeah, who's going to the Super Bowl next year? Kind of, to me, it's no different than asking that.
Yep. All right. We'll find out. We'll see. All right, Brad, you're up next. You said the Titans would win the AFC South, and they weren't close. They were six games out. They weren't six games this year. Your thoughts on the Titans?
Yeah, that was you know, I didn't see Houston coming, so I don't think anyone really.
No one did. I don't think no one.
And Jacksonville had a nice collapse. And then Indianapolis, you know, missed a throw, and so it kind of. But no, the Titans played very well in spurts, but it was kind of the closed. It was the end of their era, as far as that goes. And it's actually too bad because I like Mike Vrabel as a person a lot.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of surprised he didn't end up in Seattle, honestly. But apparently he rubbed ownership the wrong way, and
I heard about that.
Which I think ownership there is a little interesting too. I'm not sure it's the best, but. we'll see what they do going forward. They have a lot of questions going forward, actually.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Caesar, Caesar, you said your Vikings would win the NFC North, and they only won 7 games. Your thoughts?
Well, it didn't help that Kirk Cousins got hurt with a torn Achilles, and multiple other injuries from other players. 7-10 for the best next year.
Yeah. Now, a lot of us had this. Now, a lot of us had the same prediction here that I had, but I'll just say what I said here. But I said the Chargers would get a wild card and they won 5 games. What are my thoughts? Well, my thoughts are Chargers vastly underperformed. They had a lot of injuries, which is always normal, but their coaching was not great. He's a dumpster fire and he's gone. So Herbert didn't play well either. So that also didn't help either. So we'll see what they do next year, but under Harbaugh, but we'll see. All right. Well, we'll do the rest of the predictions next week on our season finale podcast. But for now, we'll go to Food Corner. And we'll start with this one is from Ryan D. So I'll went to Brad first. Do you prefer nachos or wings?
I had wings last night, so I will go wings.
Okay. And where'd you go for those wings?
They're a trivia. We're at Happy Trails, and they just introduced wings.
Okay.
Last night.
Okay.
And
there you go.
They were pretty good.
You had wings at Happy Trails.
Yes, I did. Yes,
sorry.
I did. Have you been there, Jeff?
No, that's not where my head went. I went to Phrasing and Happy Trails. Blah, blah, blah.
How were they?
I've heard that they're pretty good.
Well, it was the first time they ever had food there other than hot dogs. I'm just going to open this up.
That's not where I'm thinking.
The strippers had the night off, but no, there were nice barbecued wings, and they got tossed. Oh shit! I was gonna say they got tossed in the sauce, and it was really good. So
they got tossed in the happy trail.
That's right. They're gonna keep adding more food items there, so it'll be fine. But
Where's this? It's called
Happy Trails out north by JJ's Smokehouse out Indian Trail.
Oh, okay, Indian Trail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of someplace else.
I was thinking
of a different place.
No, it's not state line. Don't worry, that's all right.
No. Okay, so I have heard about. My parents have told me about that place.
Yeah, it's actually some good beer out there. Honestly,
is it?
Yeah. We're out there every Wednesday. If you ever want to come, you can. You should bring the wife on a Wednesday sometime. It's fun.
After basketball.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's true. There you go.
All right, Jeff, what do you think? Nachos or wings?
I'm very, very torn. It kind of depends on both. If, like, my neighbor makes nachos and they're way too spicy for me, I can't do them. Or makes wings, sorry. In general...
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with wings as long as they're not spicy. I like nachos better, but all the sodium fucks with me because I'm getting old. You know what? Fuck it. Carne asada nachos. That's what I like.
There you go.
Attaboy.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Caesar.
I like wings as well. Barbecue wings or hot wings. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah. I like wings also, but I prefer nachos because as long as the cheese is melted, not like the runny shit, I'm good with nachos. So let's go with that. Nachos for me as well. All right. This one is from, this is from me actually, looks like. Yes. All right. Caesar, what is your favorite beverage for Super Bowl?
Beverage for Super Bowl? Coca-Cola.
Okay, Coca-Cola. All right, Jeff.
Other than I would normally say alcohol or beer, but I honestly don't always
say
drink. Well, I generally don't drink that much during the Super Bowl because I really do just pay attention to me. It's like, well, I mean, I don't know. I enjoy watching the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in a beer, I guess, would be it. Otherwise, Pepsi.
Okay, Pepsi. Okay. All right. And Brett?
Yeah, all of that mixed in, but I will probably do – I'll be a combination of vodka sundae. It'll be Truly's. It'll be and whatever he's – whatever my buddy's got. He has a nice little bar in his house, so it'll depend on what he's got. He likes the whiskeys and stuff, which I just can't. And, Jeff, do not buy me any whiskey shots next Saturday night. I cannot –
No worries. I had an outing this last weekend that for my wife's birthday. We ended up doing way more than what I was expecting, and no shots for Jeff for a while.
I'll buy you one. I'll buy you one.
Yeah, it's like a lemon drop.
I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. It'll be something like that. It'll just be because I got to drive back too, and I got to work Monday, so I can't really
You don't get hangover, so that'd be...
No, I really don't. Except for my birthday stuff, I really don't get hangovers too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time since I've had, like, a really bad, like, I don't want to move type of morning after drinking.
Right.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I don't
either
because I don't drink that much, so...
That's good. No, that's good.
Yep. Last time I got hammered was at Jeff's house a couple years ago. So
yeah, I drove you home. I remember that. Yeah.
All right. Well, for me, I'm going to the store tomorrow. So tomorrow night. So I'm going to have some squirt and some Dr. Pepper. I think we'll have a couple of those.
You're going where tomorrow night?
Safeway to go to the store.
Oh, I got you.
To get groceries and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
All this stuff. Yeah. All right. This one here is from Joe Spencer. Caesar, what are you cooking for the Super Bowl, if anything? What are you cooking for the big game?
I'm most likely going to go out for the Super Bowl to a restaurant and bar. So nothing.
At 42?
Possibly. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
All right.
I'll let you know.
Jeff. All right. Cool. Jeff.
What's that? Sorry.
Are you going to cook anything at all for a Super Bowl?
No, I don't think we are. I haven't talked to my parents. I think, I discussed that the other evening. It will most likely be doing Super Bowl out at my parents' house for kind of a co birthday party for my mom and my wife thing.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, not necessarily
not
looking forward to it.
Okay.
I don't want to go, not at all, but no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It will actually be a really good time because my niece and nephew are going to be there. Okay. Do not know what's going on. So we should have fun.
There you go. All right, Brad, what about you?
I actually don't know what he's cooking yet. I don't really know until I go out there. I don't know what I have to bring all the time because it's usually the same when I go out. My guess is he'll do some type of chicken dish or we've done – I mean, it really depends. We did mushrooms one time. That sounds bad. Oh. We did
yes.
We did no. His friend Jeremy brought these mushrooms wrapped in. I can't remember what it was. Yeah, I was like it was that, and we had jalapeno poppers. We had all kinds of stuff. We had the good mushrooms, not the other kind. Portobello mushrooms. That's what I was thinking of.
Portobello. Okay.
Yeah, those were really good. Okay. So just depends, but we'll probably do some type of quesadilla or something. We ordered salsa from this guy that we used to work with. He makes salsa that we don't know the recipe of. He keeps it secret. And every about 3 to 4 months, he sells us the salsa.
And so we'll, that'll be used Sunday in some dish. I'll have to take a picture of it if it's worth showing. But so something like that. It's, I never leave disappointed. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, definitely. Well, for me, I don't cook that often, but I do have sausages, Johnsonville sausages that are really good. I might cook those up, put them on some buns and eat those. But other than that, though, I'll just get whatever is at Safeway when I go there tomorrow. But other than that, done nothing pretty much for me to cook. All right. So this one. Oh, this is from Ryan Lund. Yeah. All right. This goes to Jeff first. Do you respect someone that eats boneless wings?
Yes. I don't mind them. Right. I mean, it also depends. Are we talking boneless wing or are we talking about chicken nugget? There is a difference in my opinion.
Boneless wings, like, you know, just wings that are boneless.
No, I know, but I've had some people who I've ate some boneless wings that they claim is a wing, and no, that's a nugget that you just covered in weird sauce. Yeah, no, I don't mind boneless wings. In fact, there are occasions where I will get boneless wings.
Yeah, and here's what Lund said the other day when he sent me this on Monday. I said to him, I respect all wing consumers. And he said, I would say no, go to the kids' table and eat chicken nuggets. And then I said, I figured you would say that. And how about people who eat boneless to protect their teeth? And he goes, you are not supposed to eat the bone, LOL. So, yeah, that's what he said. A little exchange for that one. Brad, what are your thoughts on?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I had boneless wings last night. And first of all, Ryan spends all his time at the kids' table because he's got six kids. So, I mean, he could really, you know.
Yeah.
I like Ryan, but man, come on, man. Like, come on, man.
Come on.
No, I just think that's what, I kind of prefer it that way, actually.
Me too.
Because then it's not a mess to eat.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. That's just me. I guess I'm weird.
Logical. You're logical. That's all. All right. Caesar, how about
sure.
you? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Boneless wings at all. I actually have some myself. So, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. All right, guys. This is from Bree. How many pounds of bacon are consumed during the Super Bowl? I think it's worldwide. It's a lot. So, Brad, your guess on how many pounds of bacon are consumed at Super Bowl?
Oh, jeez.
I was way off, by the way. I was way off. So.
I don't know. 500,000.
All right, yeah, I was definitely way off than you, but yeah, that's not even in the ballpark, unfortunately. I said 2,500 pounds, not close. Jeff, your estimate there.
I'm sorry, what was it? You'd broken up a little bit. What was the question?
How many pounds of bacon are consumed on Super Bowl Sunday?
Like nationwide?
Nationwide, I would say, yeah.
I don't know.
That new math.
100,000 pounds.
All right, well, we're all off, but that's okay. Caesar.
1,000,000 pounds.
All right, well, closer than all of us, but it's 12.5 million pounds are consumed.
Wow.
Of bacon. That's a lot. I was like, wow, that's a lot of poundage there. Yeah, definitely.
That's something.
It is. And it's like, okay, I hope people love bacon. Except for Marissa, but she doesn't like bacon for some reason. But it's all good. All right.
Random. Oh, she does. I'll have to give her crap about that when I see her.
She hates bacon. She'll tell you that. I give her crap about that, but she's like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You can tell her I told you too if you want. I don't care.
Oh, I will. I'm not worried about
okay.
it.
Okay. Fantastic. There you go. All right. Now we go to end the podcast here with the random question of the group. So this one's for me first. What's your favorite flavor of Jell-O, Caesar?
Favorite flavor of Jell-O. Cherry Jell-O.
You say grape?
Cherry Jello.
Oh, cherry, yeah. Okay. Yep, yeah, I agree with you there. Cherry is my favorite as well. I've had it one time, I might get it on Friday. But, yeah, I love cherry. Jeff, how about you?
Lime.
Okay. Yeah, lime's good, too.
That's my second favorite.
Yeah, same. Brad, what do you think?
Damn, you stole my answer. Yeah, I will. I love lime, and but I kind of like orange. Actually, yeah, I kind of do.
I love orange too. That's really good too.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of fits with my hair color and overall vibe. But, it is what it is.
Exactly. All right. This is from Bree. From Bree, what choice? If you were looking at the Iguazu Falls, that's Iguazu. Falls, on what continent would you be, Brad? You got Asia, Africa, South America.
South America.
Okay. Jeff?
I think South America.
Asia. What's that? Asia. Okay. Asia. All right. And Caesar?
Asia.
All right. It is Brad. South America was the answer.
Well, you know, hey.
How about that?
Even a stopwatch is right a couple times a day. There you go.
That's right. All right.
I think technically a stopwatch is never right because it measures time in length and it's not a clock. So,
hey, you know what?
I was going to say even a blind squirrel finds a nut in a happy trail.
I was going to say. They'd be dead, though, if it was Jeff. They'd be dead.
Bartender is cute, too. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. All right.
That's so funny. Caesar,
what is your question for us here tonight?
My question?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite NFL commentator?
Oh, of all time?
No, like currently.
Currently. I'm gonna not Romo, that's for sure. Not him.
Come on, Jim.
Tom Brady.
I don't know. I actually enjoy Mark Sanchez. He's actually awesome on broadcast. I like him a lot on Fox. How about you, Jeff? Who's your favorite commentator, NFL commentator?
Well, it was Greg Olsen, but Tom Brady's taking his job. No, I'm just joking. Can we still say Al Michaels? I mean,
yes, he's active. He's active.
Yeah, Al Michaels. Yeah, he's my favorite.
There you go. All right, Brad.
That's a good one. I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, I don't. I have zero problem with Chris Collinsworth. I don't mind.
I like Chris.
Yeah. I don't. Although
here's a guy.
I really do the way. I don't have a problem with Rondé Barber actually either. He's all right.
Really?
I don't. I think there's.
He's all right. He's all right.
I think it's hard. I mean, I'm kind of mad that Greg Olsen was losing his job to Tom Brady. I'll be honest. I mean,
I'm not a fan.
I didn't like Greg.
Yeah.
I didn't like Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
You just said you did.
Yeah.
No, dude, I was screwing around because Tom Brady's taking his job.
Okay. I thought you said you like Greg Olsen. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I use a good dude. I do. But it's all right.
It's all right. You're on your own. That's okay. Now, Caesar, if I were to say my favorite besides Sanchez, if he qualifies as a commentator, I would say Scott Hansen on NFL Red Zone. But Scott Hansen.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's the best. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, Caesar, who's your pick?
I like Kenny Albert.
Oh yeah.
Kenny Albert. On football, yes, I definitely would say football. He's good. He's good. But how about Harlan?
I also like Kevin Harlan.
Yeah.
He's good too.
He's a legend. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, Jeff, what's your question for us here tonight?
Okay, sticking kind of with the same thing. Who is your favorite current or previous?
Okay.
On favorite NFL on the field correspondent.
Like sideline reporter, you mean?
What's that? Yeah, sideline reporter, essentially.
Aaron Andrews. That's pretty easy for me.
Brad?
From a professional standpoint, Michelle Tafoya was very good at what she did.
Oh, she was fantastic. She moved to politics. But,
Well, that's...
That's another story.
No, I'm fine with that. I just, I don't care. I don't care. Yeah, probably her or,
What's the Stark?
She's fantastic.
Fantastic. I like her too.
Actually, I got a real soft spot for Tracy Wilson, actually.
CBS. Yeah, she's
good. She's just, you can tell she's just a good person. And I,
definitely.
Because, you know, I know her personally, so of course, you know,
Oh, do you?
No.
Fantastic. Trace? What's up, Trace? Yeah. All right. Caesar, who's your favorite sideline reporter of all time?
Oh, it was Michelle Tafoya.
He's from Minnesota, I think, right? From Minnesota.
Yeah. But now it's Melissa Stark.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
That's right.
I forgot about that. Yep. Michelle Tafoya, she's from Minnesota. Yeah.
Woo. Represent. All right, Jeff, what do you got?
Honestly, for a short time that he was there, Booger McFarland.
No.
I loved Booger. He was just hilarious. But I loved Booger. God, he was awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would also go with, I would go with Michelle Tafoya. Or no, sorry, not Michelle Tafoya. Pam Oliver, sorry.
She's solid and improving. She's great. I like Pam Oliver.
She's been there a long time.
And to me, she's like the cool aunt that would be awesome to hang out.
Kind of, yeah.
And she's still cute for age too. She looks good. Yep.
She's had some help. Right.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Cosmetically, you're saying? Cosmetically?
Of course. You'll stay on TV 30 years without a little enhancement. Yeah. No.
Exactly. Have you seen Aaron Andrews? Oh my God.
Exactly.
Like, what did he do? Come on now. All right, Brad, what do you have?
All right, well, we'll stay with that theme, but we'll take a different spin on it. Okay. Who is somebody that on TV in the sports world that when they first came on, you couldn't stand them, but now kind of have a, like, you know what? They're not bad. I was surprised because I couldn't stand this guy when he played. And now I'm kind of like, you know what? It's okay.
Romo.
Right. No, it's not. Well, that's not mine, but yeah, no.
No, it's not mine. I thought that's who you're talking.
No.
Mine is Troy Aikman. I used to hate him, but now I love him. He's like, I think he's a great podcast.
I love Troy. Troy and Joe are probably my favorite duo.
They are the
best.
Absolutely.
100%. I agree with that. You there. All right, Jeff, who's your person?
You know, okay, it's going to be weird because it's not necessarily NFL.
Yeah.
But Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah.
Herbie. I love Herbie.
When he first started, I couldn't stand him. And now I love him. Conversely, I used to, when I was younger, I loved Brent Musburger. Now I can't stand him.
Well, Brent's great.
Well, no, but there came a time where it was time for him to go, I think.
Yes, and that's what it was. We're just like, man, shut up. Like,
he hung on
too
long.
Love him. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He did. Very much so. He should have hung it up a year or two earlier, you know. Right.
Well, right. He was on DP. This week, actually, he's pretty good.
In Vegas.
I'm not saying I don't like him, you know, but I just, as far as announcing goes. Herbstreit, Herbstreit's one of the best in college football now.
He is.
And now, I'll say this. It's on the opposite side of the spectrum, though, but who I can't stand from start to finish, who I still watch through today, I can't stand Lee Corso. That guy is a moron.
Well, he's and, well. He just, again, that's another one. That,
he's got to retire.
He's like 138.
He has to go. He has to go, man. I mean, seriously, I know.
Well, that's, to me, look at Lou Holtz.
Oh,
same thing.
Well, he got out.
I love Lou, but I mean, come on, dude, let's take it up.
But at least they brought in Nick Saban to bring the youth at College Game Day, you know.
Yeah.
Going to join the show?
What's that?
Nick Saban's going to join the show?
No, yeah, they announced last week that he's been college game day. Yeah, he's back. We'll see how he is. We'll see.
Hey, it's okay, Brad. They'll put Belichick on.
Fox
in the mornings.
Oh, nice. They kick it off. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Right. For me, it's actually. Caesar. Oh, I'm sorry.
Caesar, who's your pick?
Wait, so it's gonna be Corso, Herbstreit, Saban, who else?
Pat McAfee.
Yeah. Who's Desmond?
Yeah.
Boo.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind. All those guys. Oh, that's gonna be.
Yeah.
It's a decent show. Yeah. On some weeks. Yeah. But as far as the question goes. For a while I couldn't stand Chris Collinsworth, but now I can. He's probably one of the best commentators.
Yeah.
Of all time. I liked him with Al Michaels, but now with Mike Tirico, it's like it's okay, but like it's not like him and Al Michaels was.
Not the same. But I agree. Yeah. Right, Brad.
I don't watch him a lot, but when I see him, I actually don't mind RG3 that much. And I kind of,
really? I don't mind him either.
Oh.
No, and as a player, I couldn't stand him because he was, it was the same thing as the Kelsey machine and Mama Kelsey and all that shit. It was the same thing with RG3, way too much, just leave people alone type of thing. But injuries kind of forced him off to the side, so then they jumped off that real quick.
But he
has fun on TV, and he doesn't apologize for stuff. He just, you know, you kind of forget he played. It's been so long.
I just
kind of think he knows how to have fun and doesn't take himself too seriously. Kind of like that. I would have never thought that, but I just kind of sat there and was like, you know, he's not bad. You know, and they don't overexpose him either.
Well, I've seen him do like 4 or 5 games in college this year, and wasn't really a big fan of his. He was over the top, I think, a little over the top on some of the stuff he does. So, hopefully he improves. But I'm not a huge fan of RG3 myself as a commentator at ESPN. So we'll see. All right. Before we go here, 2 things here. First of all, can you guys all do Monday at 8 o'clock for our finale?
That's probably.
I will know tomorrow once I receive an email. We have a union meeting. It'll be either Monday or Tuesday. One of the two. Well, fuck. Tuesday I'll be out. So, and goddamn it, and Wednesday.
Because I'll be at Breeze on Tuesday. So again,
here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do everything in my power, and as soon as I find out, I'll let you know. It should be midday tomorrow when I'm getting an email.
Okay, no problem. All right, guys, before we go, we'll go around the room here, virtual room, I would say, and give us your Super Bowl score. Caesar, who do you have the score? What do you got?
Score, let's see, Niners 23, Chiefs 20.
Okay. Jeff?
42-37 Chiefs.
High scoring game, huh? All right, kick the over on that one. All right. Brad?
I'm going to say it's going to take 30, so I'm going to go 31. 27, San Francisco.
All right. I'm going to Chiefs, 34-31 at a last minute. They'll go by Mr. Harrison Bucker right down the middle, down Vegas. All right, there we go. And lastly, one more thing. a fun prop I always do every year. What color of Gatorade will be poured on the winning coach this year? Brad, you start us off here.
Let's go purple.
Purple? Okay. For the Huskies, I respect that. I respect that. All right.
Little purple rain.
Red.
Red? Okay. For the Chiefs. Gotcha. Thank you. And Jeff, what about you?
I'm actually going to go clear, as I believe it'll be just ice water.
Ice water. Okay. I'm going with a rarely used color. I'm going with the orange flavor to see. Yeah, that's my go orange. There you go. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast this evening. We'll talk to you guys all next week. See you when Super Bowl.
We'll do it.
All right.
See ya. All right, guys. See ya. Yep.